For years, it seems our tally of planets in the solar system may have been off. This evening, astronomers announced they have discovered another planet right here in our solar system. That would bring the total to 10, not 9 or 8, as those who've urged dropping Pluto from the list have insisted. NPR's Richard Harris joins us now. Richard, so many questions. What's this planet called? Who found it and where?
Well, it doesn't have a formal name yet, but it's currently known rather unromantically as 2003 UB313. And it was found by astronomers who've been searching the sky for distant objects in a region beyond Neptune. It's called the Kuiper Belt. Until now, Pluto has been the biggest object known in the Kuiper Belt, though these astronomers have found other big things out there. This is, you know, this is another one in their cap.
And it's bigger than Pluto, as I understand. How did astronomers miss this for so long?
That's right. It's about 1.5 times the size of Pluto. And the reason they didn't find it was they weren't exactly looking in the right place. Most planets lie in the same plane. And if you were to draw a picture of paper on the Earth, Mars, Jupiter, and so on, and lay it out all nice and flat, that would be a reasonable representation of how planets actually lie in space. But this one is sometimes above that plane and sometimes below that plane. So it was a place where nobody was actually looking before, and this survey was the first to really explore in detail some of those more unusual orbits.
So is this legitimately a planet? Will we see a new ring on the chart in all those school textbooks?
Well, that's a good question. There is no formal definition of a planet. And in fact, once astronomers realized that Pluto was simply one of many objects in the Kuiper Belt, some of them argued that it shouldn't really be called a planet anymore. So the compromise thus far has been to call Pluto a minor planet. The astronomers who discovered this new object argue that, well, if Pluto is a planet, surely 2003 UB313 should be called a planet too. So you could say that it's the 10th planet in that regard, or you could say that there are millions or thousands at least of planets in our solar system if you count everything that orbits around the sun as a planet.
Thank you, Richard.
My pleasure.
NPR's Richard Harris.